commends people for giving him referrals and for being loyal clients and customers. Well, let me give you some different client appreciation event ideas that you can write down and think about. Number one, themed parties, 4th of July parties, and just different types of themed parties. You can see here, this is a Spanish or a Latin themed party. Number two, seasonal parties, like Christmas parties or 4th of July parties. Also, dinner cruises are a great event because you have a captured audience there and people love dinner cruises. Pro sports private box parties. People like to come to these because they know that it's difficult to get into one of these boxes and they feel very special. And you'll be able to talk to everybody up there because it's a nice environment. Volunteer service projects. I love this one because you're giving back to the community, and when you do that, you just feel a special spirit about what you're doing, and you can meet your clients' friends in this environment. Business networking luncheons. It's great to be able to introduce clients to other clients and friends of clients to the friends of other clients. The more that you help to build their business, the more you will get referrals. Movie screenings. I already talked about the movie screening that my dentist invited my children to. Wine tastings. Golf tournaments. I like golf tournaments and in that you can really meet each people in a small group as they go out onto the golf course and they come back in from the golf course. Educational classes and seminars. These are especially good if you serve mature individuals. They love going to educational classes. Also, backyard barbecues. Invite people over to your personal home where it becomes something of an intimate event. Educational tours. Charity runs and walks. Like the volunteer service, I love anything to do with charities, and you can invite your clients and their friends after these. Bowling parties are super fun. I don't think I've had more fun at any type of client appreciation event that I've had at a bowling party. You can even do chartered fishing excursions for a little bit smaller group. Okay, now I want to give you 10 client appreciation event tips. These are things you need to think about when you're holding a client appreciation event. Number one is have an objective in mind. So what is it you want to do? You want to just spread goodwill, or do you want people to bring their friends so that you can get referrals? What is the objective so that you can plan your event around that? Number two, start small, groups no larger than 30. Start small, get some experience at it, understand the nuances of doing a client appreciation event before you scale up. Invite the right clients. Remember, 20% of your clients, your best clients, will bring 80% of your referrals, so make sure that you're inviting the right clients. Survey clients to know what they want. There's no use in having a client appreciation event that no one wants to come to. Plan the details of the event in advance. For instance, are you going to do recognition? Are you going to give out awards? You know, these specific details need to be planned out in advance. Prepare take-home gifts. People love the warm and fuzzy feeling they get when they have a gift that they can take home. Consider getting sponsors to help you fundraise. Also, have an icebreaker so that people can get to know other people right at the beginning of the event. Don't make it too uncomfortable, but make it fun so that people get to know others a little bit better. Do something to make it memorable. Do something different and unusual that they will always remember that event. And follow up after the event. Remember, follow up, follow up, follow up. That's what the Spark follow-up referral system is all about, because that's what builds long-term relationships. There's nothing worse than inviting someone to a client appreciation event. The client brings their friend, you meet them, you establish a rapport with them, and then they never hear from you again. I mean, why have the appreciation event if that's going to happen? So go out and start partying to generate more referrals.
Okay, you can, Howard, you
How many of you have client appreciation events?